Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Wow, what kind of boat? Do you remember the boat?
Shrimp boat. And he didn't just bring us, obviously, he loaded the boat with everybody who can fit on that thing. Nobody wanted to live in communism because by that time Castro had already, you know, taken his mask off, had aligned himself with the Soviet Union. He was full on communist. So he loaded up that boat with our family, came over with my mother, my father, my grandmother, my two older brothers, as I am the baby of the family, and loaded it up with people. And, you know, shrimp boats have this hull where they dump all the shrimp as they're pulling out of the ocean. All the little kids and the women were in that hull, and the men and the older kids were up on top. And we got here. We actually were escorted by the United States Coast Guard. They picked us up in the middle of the ocean as the boat was starting to sink and escorted us to Key West and brought us into the country.
Wow, starting to sink. Did you sense that as a child?
No, to be honest with you, I was 5 years old. I have a slight memory of sitting in that hull with my grandmother, who was always the one, like, took care of me the most, and just sitting in there. I have a memory of that, but I don't remember all the things that were going on around. It's a shame, you know, Henry's not here right now, because he was 9 and 9 and a half, maybe. And he has a lot of vivid memory because he was up on top with where the men were, so he saw more action.
Coming to America and seeing the first impression you got?
Well, the first impression was when the Coast Guard took us off the boat in Key West and brought us all sandwiches and cold milk. We were like, oh, sandwiches and cold milk. Oh, this is heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Is it for a little kid? That's what an adventure.
Are you kidding me? That was fantastic.
Once you get out of school and things, you went to college. Where'd you go?
I went to undergraduate at a small university in Central Florida called Stetson University on the eastern side of Florida between Orlando and Daytona Beach. We also have a law school over in the Tampa area. That's where I got my bachelor's degree. Then I went to the University of Miami down in South Florida, and I got my MBA there, my master's degree in the University of Miami. So got out of there, started working in the world, did some stuff in banking, didn't like it too much. Got a job with Oscar Mayer, so I was out in the world schlepping hot dogs and bologna with the Oscar Mayer folks.
Yeah.
And which was a great job. Obviously, that's, you know, it's a major corporation. And that's when I ran across this wine-based product that was out in the world. I was walking around, going into businesses, and I saw this, and it caught my fancy. And when I told Henry about it, he was like, wow, I think we might have something here.
What was he doing at the time?
He had his own business. He had partners. He was they were selling mining equipment, diving equipment. It was a company out of Colombia, and he was running the United States office. So he was based here in Miami, obviously, working with the Colombian partners. He did that. When we started the company together, we both chipped in, you know, a little bit of money that we had. I started working it by myself at first, but 6 months later, he joined me full time, you know, seeing the potential. And that's, you know, we started taking off.
Who's the brains? I know you got the looks in the relationship here, but.
Oh, I don't know. His wife's going to hear this, so I don't know what I can say. Actually, people say we look alike. So that's going to be, I'm going to call that a 50-50 tie.
Actually, to have the idea in your head and then to formulate the whole thing.
Well, I'll tell you, the hardest part was not formulating and making that happen. Because, you know, in the alcohol business, there's bottling companies, and they do products for a lot of people, and they slap your labels on them, right? We went to the company that was bottling the other product and said, hey, we have an idea to do this kind of product, but our flavor profile and our branding is going to be different. And we just showed up. They didn't know who we were. We had no industry experience. This is an outfit called Florida Distillers back in the day. And a gentleman who we call him our godfather, by the name of Chris Mitchell, who looked at us and said, yeah, I can do that. I mean, he easily could have said, no, you guys don't know. Who are you guys? Never heard of you. You don't got any money. Just get out of here. But he didn't. He took a chance on us. And we are forever grateful to Chris Mitchell back in the Florida Distillers days. We're talking about the 90s now. So that wasn't hard to do. We just, you know, we put on the charm, I guess, and he bought it. The difficult thing to do was to get people to buy wine-based spirits, which now you hear people. I just saw an ad this morning. Somebody was saying, hey, come to 7-Eleven, have a wine-based cocktail. I'm like, wow, the world has changed. Our biggest problem for the first half of our existence was education. Because remember, everybody's always wanted to sell a drink because you make a lot of money selling drinks. Restaurants, they make more money selling drinks than selling food. Profit margin is great.
Yeah.
So people were making wine-based product drinks for a long time, but they were terrible because they were using whatever cheap wine that they had in their location. Margarita made with, you know, Mad Dog 2020. made with whatever house wine they had. And they didn't taste good. But when we first got into the market, people were like, ah, that wine-based, I'm not going to say the word, but it starts with an S, ends with T, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got to the point where we didn't even say wine-based. We would say, oh, it's a fermented alcohol. And we would do trade shows. And there's a saying in the industry, you know, got to get the liquid to the lips. So we would do trade shows. We'd do samplings. Was out there knocking on doors. When people tried the drink that was made with our product, they're like, wow, this actually tastes like a margarita or a pina colada. They were shocked. That's the hardest part of getting the business started.